start again. Do you ever feel this so paper thin, like a house of cards, one blow from caving in? Chance for you, 'cause there's a spark in you. You just gotta ignite the light and let it shine. Just own the night like the 4th of July. 'Cause baby, you're a firework. Come on, show 'em what.
Are you? It is Wednesday, July 3rd, and it is a beautiful, beautiful day. It's not snowing, it's not raining, it's not doing anything awful, at least not here in sunny Minnesota. You are listening to the Sit a Spell Show. I bring with me the effervescent, the titillating, the starry-eyed, Teresa. And
yay!
Yay!
The tired, the grumpy, the slowest of turtles, Ashley.
I'm the tired and grumpy.
Give that girl a cake pop.
I fed her pizza. That didn't have sugar in it. But we also have the spunky, the bubbly,
the non-talkative
Ashley.
Heather. Get it?
Yes. And we do have Heather with us tonight, too. Heather, say hello.
She's too far!
Oh, boo. So, T. Oh, and you're listening to the Sit a Spell Show. I don't think I even said that.
Welcome.
Welcome. So, T, darling, how are you?
Well, I can happily announce that, in fact, I did not have any wood ticks on my hoo-hoo last week. I thought you would all like that update. I am again pantless, but that's just because I like that way. I have this clever little mouse and I just want to stomp his little brains out. I was sitting here the other night and I've got all the lights on and I'm on the computer and something catches the corner of my eye and I look up and I see the little fucker. He comes shooting out from under the chair, goes scooting across the floor over there, and he gets down, and I'm pointing the direction where he's going, and you can't see that, but it's fun anyway. And he goes behind the wall, and I'm going, you little bastard. And there's Loki just chilling. I mean, the dog is part rat terrier. You would think he would go after it. No. And then I saw him come flying back through, and I went, oh, you little bastards. So I ordered me up some new traps, baby. And yes, they are capture and release traps. Okay, so I'm going to catch the little fuckers and then I'm going to take them over to some other county. So yeah, I'll get you, my pretty.
Oh, now that's a tackle. Okay, so
you're
going to smash them. I'm like, that sounds completely opposite of something that Teresa would do.
Yeah.
Especially the one that honors dead things.
Yeah.
Yes, that's why I will release the little bugger. And besides, they're too smart on the glue trap thing. So I have to try with another one. And that was the same mouse that ran across my foot when I was in the bathroom. So I've got it out for him.
Yeah.
I'm cool with you as a mouse, but damn it, not in my house. And that rhymed. And so there you go. And my daughter got a call today for another interview with Applebee's.
Yay!
Excited!
Woo-hoo! So good job, kitten!
She's just going to beat the piss out of you. This guy gets so mad at you. So next Tuesday, she goes to interview for that. So yeah, it's been a pretty mild week. I'm off my woodland high, and there's no wood ticks to report. So there you have it.
Yay. What about you, Angel Face?
It's not funny.
It's totally funny.
Let's see. I haven't done anything. Back to you.
Wow, we are an exciting group. Okay, so listen to the stuff that I did. Oh my God, you're going to die. Okay, so I had to get a new phone because I didn't like the phone that I had. I had it a day. Actually, I had it like an hour and a half. And I walked in and they said I had 14 days to get a new one. So I walked in and I'm like, I don't like it. And he just looked at me and he's like, oh. That's pretty much my week. No, I'm just kidding. I'm totally kidding. I mean, kind of. Oh, guess what I did?
What?
I showed T, and you've seen it in person. I landscaped.
It's so cool.
It's so cute. And I've got so many more ideas, but it's a start. But now, because I did all that heavy lifting and like manual labor stuff, and I'm like, oh, I'm just weak. And, I worked at the theater all week. Huh?
Lisa needs a butt massage if anybody's willing to come and give her a butt massage.
I'm thinking that he should be, if we're talking he, I was watching Real Housewives of the OC yesterday, and they were doing salsa dancing, and I just decided that I need to have me a Latin man.
Eddie, oh my gosh. Oh, he's so attractive.
Yes, he is. And did you see him move?
I did. I was like, wow!
Oh, yeah. So I've decided that a Latin man.
Vinny's kind of Latin. He's Italian. And I'm sure he'll be more than happy to rub your buttocks for you.
I'm going to kill you. All right, Vinny. The call goes out to you.
Okay, Vinny. She wants her butt rubbed.
Oh,
God. He needs a date and time. He's off tonight and tomorrow. So, there you go. Just give him a call. He's on his way.
All right, awesome. And then I worked at the theater all weekend because we had another awesome play. And that was fun. I love when I'm there. And then I worked all week at the place of my employment, which, yay.
dun, dun, dun.
I mean, it's been a super productive week, but so incredibly busy that I just cannot keep up with everything. There's just not enough hours in the day.
Well, yeah, when you're doing the job of five people, of course.
Yep. Yep. See, and I'm cranky today because of that. I am so close to saying, why don't you just suck my... Nope, not gonna say.
Yep. Yes, you can.
Okay, suck my dick. And Heather just has this horrified look on her face right now.
My mama, she didn't say that.
That's pretty
much... yes, she did, darling.
She doesn't talk with a southern accent. She's from Minnesota.
Minnesota.
So that's about it. I really haven't had that exciting of a life this week.
I've just had whiskey every night. I'm drinking away my pains.
Well, that's why I drink, is because of work.
Yeah.
Today I tried to look up online a funny GIF that said, had a picture of somebody working and then the caption, and this is why I drink. And I was going to put it on my Facebook, but I couldn't find anything.
Dang it!
And then I'm sure they would have said, don't you think you could be working instead of looking for...
Yeah.
No, because I hate all of you.
So, Ash, did you hear last week I was actually juicing?
Yeah, she started juicing.
How do you feel?
Shitty right now, but because I'm on... And I bought it again. But yeah, I bought one of those Nutribullet jobs to take up north with us.
You got a Nutribullet?
Yeah.
I have a Nutribullet.
I've got a Nutribullet.
Do you love it?
Oh my God. Yes. But the problem was the second one I made, you know, I packed it full and I took one hit off of it, and I got that down, and then everybody's going, chug, 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 chug. And I'm like, alrighty, and I took a big old swig of it, and I started gagging.
Why?
I almost tossed it, but why? I swallowed.
Why?
Because I have a texture thing.
So, you know what you should do? I don't know.
Juice it in my big juicer.
You do your water or your liquids and your greens, blend it first, and then add the fruits and everything else.
Yeah.
You're like, nope, not feeling it. But that's okay. Right.
But, you know, for diabetics, the Nutribullet will work better because the fiber is what I need.
Yeah. I love the Nutribullet. I have one every morning. I'm obsessed.
Yeah. My refrigerator is so full of veg, it doesn't know what the hell's going on.
Oh, I love that. Oh, the colors.
And one of these times, I'm going to take a picture of myself actually consuming it.
Do it.
Just for you.
Oh, I would love that.
And if I spew, you'll get a picture of that, too.
I don't think she wants that part.
That would be funnier to watch.
You should see, if you could see the look on her face right now.
We don't share the same sense of humor.
I would totally laugh and then throw up, but yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So everybody's talking about juicing. I've got to jump on this bandwagon.
I extract. That's what it's called.
You extract.
You extract the nutrients. I have NutriBlast. Where they have, like, all these vitamins and minerals and fruits and veggies and fiber. Oh, so good. I'm obsessed.
Chews it up. You don't have to chew.
What?
You don't have to chew. You just swallow.
Oh, now all the men are getting all hot and bothered on the show.
That's okay.
Okay, so juicing is in. Do you have any advice? To anybody, to the new people out there that are thinking about starting, aka me.
One day at a time.
You like the taste of fruits and vegetables.
I do. I love the taste
of fruits and vegetables. So it wouldn't be difficult for you.
Is it really expensive?
I would start slow, though. So your system gets used to it.
And is that what you do for breakfast?
That's what I do.
So it's,
yeah,
it's
you can do it for breakfast, yeah. Or, you know, get a quart jar, you know, the canning jar, and put it in a cooler and bring it to work and have it for your lunch.
I wouldn't do that because I think everything settles and it's gross.
That's why you shake it.
I just read this, you're supposed to have your breakfast within the hour of you waking up because it, like, restarts your metabolism and it restarts your day. So I can see having a big fruit and veg burst to be the start of your day as, like, a really positive and healthy thing for your body.
Mm-hmm. See, but the thing is, that's where most people screw up doing this. They use too much fruit instead of the veg.
No, that's why I said fruit and veg.
Yeah.
Don't you combine them?
Yeah.
Yes, I thought.
But you should have, you know, like 60% veg or 70% veg to the fruit.
Ash made me one with avocado. I would have never even known there was an avocado in there. I love avocado, but I didn't even taste it.
Creamy!
It was really good.
Yum!
That's why you gotta get a Nutribullet.
Well, how much is a Nutribullet?
Under 100.
Okay, well.
I got mine at Target for 100.
And I use it every day, so I'm getting my money's worth.
And it's easier to clean than the big juicer.
Yeah, totally. Because the blade comes off, and then there's your cup. Boom.
How big is the cup?
They have a big one and a small one and one with handles that all come with it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So I think that Nutribullet should be paying us for this free advertising.
Yeah. If anyone would like to purchase Lisa Lee a Nutribullet, you can ship it to, ask her for her email. Go ahead, Mom.
Lisa Lee, LISALEA 6768 at hotmail.com.
And she will send you her address and a couple of pictures.
What?
Oh!
My daughter just whored me out.
She did.
And by
I'm going to start calling her pimp.
No kidding.
And yes, Josh, real women swallow, but only after you swallow it first so you can see what it's like.
No one needs to swallow anything if they don't want to.
That's right.
So get out of here.
Yeah.
She's all full of...
Yeah, I'm pissed off now. No, women's rights.
Oh, come on. Oh, Josh. I'm
Alrighty, I think we need to take our first break now, ladies.
Yep, I agree. Let's take our first break.
And on that
Newt. Is that Newt?
She got her Newt mixed up.
I was going to say note? On that note, Doodle Bops, when it came out Newt.
Yeah, she... Okay, it's going to be a squirrely night.
And scene.
Baby, do you understand me now? Sometimes I seem a little mad, but don't you know that no life could always be an angel? And when things go wrong, I seem a little mad. You know, sometimes, baby, I'm so carefree with a joy that is hard to hide. Then sometimes it seems all I have to do is worry, then you're bound to see my other side. If I seem edgy, I want you to know that I never seem to take it out on you. Life has its problems and I get my share, but that's one thing I never need to do, 'cause I love you. Oh, oh, baby, I'm just human. You know, I have thoughts like any other one. Sometimes I find myself alone, regretting some little foolish thing, some simple thing I've done. But I'm just a soul whose intentions are good. Oh Lord, please don't let me be misunderstood. Yes, I'm just a soul whose intentions are good. Oh Lord, please don't let me be misunderstood.
And welcome back to the Sit a Spell Show. Ashley, you have
and now the news with Ashley.
Oh, I really felt awesome. It there. I did. Whoa. A Romanian lawyer has sued his bishop and four priests claiming they failed to properly exorcise the flatulent demons in his house. I hate you for making me read this. I hate you, mother.
Spirits fart?
Oh, I just disagree. A Romanian lawyer is suing his local Orthodox bishop and four priests claiming they failed to properly exorcise flatulent demons that was forcing him out of his home. Madeline Sicuiclescu accused the five of fraud after they turned up several times to exorcise the demons, which were responsible for the bad smells that were ruining his business. He claimed that after the failed exorcism, the demons even started haunting him at his home in Argus County in central Romania. The four priests had all tried and failed to exorcise the demons, according to the legal papers that named Bishop Constantine Argatu, oh, cool, even though he had not been to the property, as he was in charge of the priests who have been there. The case has already been rejected by a lower court in Romania and was rejected again this week by the Romanian High Court, but now the businessman says he plans to go to the European Court of Human Rights. He told the court if they, the accused, represent the way of God, then God's ways are crooked. They did not remove the demons that made these bad smells as they promised to do, and I still see all sorts of demons in the form of animals, usually crows, but also other such things that are making my life miserable. When I'm at home, they switch the TV on and off all the time. They make foul smells that give me headaches and basically roam unhindered around my house and business. The man produced his mother to back up his claim, saying that even the hairdryer was possessed and a black shadow came out of it when anyone tried to use it. She also said the fridge was infested by the flatulent demons that she confirmed left foul smells about the property.
Okay, do you think maybe they've got a housekeeping problem?
I think I'm inclined to agree with
potentially
you.
Potentially a short in the hairdryer?
I don't.
Or there's a dead mouse underneath their house.
Yep. And as far as seeing demons in the animals everywhere, well, they're crows. I don't know. It's possible. I guess
if a ghost is going to be flatulating in your house, you're going to see a green mist. That's all there is to it.
Let me tell you this. The Romanian court agreed with the church and rejected the application against Bishop Argatu, as well as priests, blah, 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 because I can't read their names, and ordered Siculescu to pay legal costs. Ba-ha-ha! Ha-ha! In your face. The witches of Bushwick, New Brooklyn Coven, celebrates latest cycles! They're the witches of the East New York, but they don't seem all that wicked. Why do they always start out stories that way? Is that the headline? Really? A new sisterhood of Wiccans has opened up in trendy Bushwick, but they're less concerned with magic and more concerned with celebrating all things feminine. The Moon Church, not to be confused with the infamous brainwashing cult, are focused on positive traditions involving community, queer political issues, and menstruation, according to the piece in the Brooklyn paper. They also really seem to love saying the word cycle. We have a circle that is about loving your body and learning how to reclaim your menstrual cycle, said Head Witch Lindsay Harrington. It's all about manifestation and noticing our cycles that we experience as related to cosmic cycle. That's a lot of cycles, people. Members of the church aren't afraid of using a little technological magic to help them either. A dedicated Facebook page releases details of upcoming castings and links to feminist discussion groups. The group based in the McKibben Lofts also have a website littered with reclaim words such as referring to history as her story and talking about magic as and women. Okay, weird. They spell women with a Y and not an A. They are different. It also reveals the cosmic ambitions of the sisters, stating that they exist multidimensionally in cyberspace and outer space. Let's hope the Lofts can accommodate all those extra dimensions. Bop, bop, bop. The site goes on to describe their members as creatrixes, priestesses, and sphinxes. Huh. Should we warn the environment department there are a bunch of mythical creatures running around Brooklyn? Should we?
I think Brooklyn's probably safe.
I guess because they said creatrixes. That's a lot of words, people, and lessen the use of cycles because that's a lot of C's.
That's a lot of C's.
But Blue plaque unveiled for Mother of Modern Witchcraft, Doreen Valiente. Oh, Valiente. Tourists are flocking to a block of flats where a blue plaque has been unveiled in honor of the mother of modern witchcraft. Doreen Valiente was the first practitioner to speak openly about the ancient rituals and beliefs when a law banning them was lifted in 1951. Her supporters say she ignited a pagan revival, which took witchcraft from being a misunderstood cult into one of the world's fastest growing religions. Doreen Valiente showed people witchcraft was not demonic, but nature-loving and life-affirming. The plaque, the first for a witch, was unveiled at High Rise Tyson Place in Brighton, East Sussex. On June 21st, the summer solstice, Valiente lived there until her death in 1999, age 77. She was brought up as a Christian, but she rebelled, experimenting with magic as a teenager and walking out of her covenant school at 15. A friend of Valiente's, Ray Harvey, said she showed people witchcraft was not demonic, because that's actually the word, but nature-loving and life-affirming. I'm glad they could say that sentence again. Pagans were the original Green Party, he added. The move to commemorate Valiente's link with the resort was welcomed by John Carmichael of Visit Brighton, who said, "To have a plaque for a witch will be great for visitors, or will it be great for tourism?"
Yeah.
All of the above.
All of the above, and it's all my new stories for today.
So, you know, the official Witch of Salem, what's her name?
I'm not sure, but that's her name.
Okay, she closed her shop.
Why?
I think she just wanted to retire, and she's still teaching classes and stuff. But I just saw on Facebook the other day, she is also doing psychic readings on one of those call-in for $7.99.
No!
I know, I feel kind of disappointed.
Kind of. I feel like that's...
dumb.
Well, I'm sure she's very talented, but it just, to me, it's like, oh.
Didn't people name their names after her?
Yeah. Everybody changed
Cabin?
Her last
name.
Lori Cabot.
Cabot. I was so close, people. You were props close. To me.
Total props to you. It just kind of makes me sad that she's...
A sellout?
Well, no, that not that she's selling out. But
everybody's got to make a...
Oh, no, I'm not... I'm totally not bashing her for it.
Oh, I know. If
I was coming across as I was bashing, I didn't mean to. But, no, it just makes me sad that...
She closed her shop?
Yeah, she closed her shop, and to me, she's such a spiritual, leader. And it was not that easy for people to get in contact with her, because she was, she is like that, I mean, she's a trailblazer, and now anybody can call her for $7.99, and I just was like, aw.
Oh, that makes sense. I see where you're coming from.
Yeah, no, I didn't mean anything bad.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, so that's, hey, good job on the news, babe. So whenever yes. Teresa and I try to do it, it blows.
How so?
A, we can't, when we trick you and try and put big words in front of you, it's funny. When it's us, it's like, oh, crap.
And you're like, dee, doo, dot, dot.
Yeah.
Like a robot.
Yeah, it's awful.
Thank you for the compliments, everyone. I enjoy showering of affection and praise.
So awkward. She's like, okay, shut up now. So let's take our next break, and then when we come back, we're going to have a little discussion.
It's break time, baby! See you after the song!
I got my ticket for the long way round. Two bottle whiskey for the way. And I sure would like some sweet company. And I'm leaving tomorrow, what do you say? When I'm gone, when I'm gone.
Welcome back from the break. It's the Sit a Spell Show.
She still needs more. Get her cake pops.
I'm with you every day of my life, Teresa, for sure.
I'm just going to have to buy them and have them brought to your house every time we tape.
True words have never been spoken.
And I have to be out in the woods at least 12 hours prior.
Oh.
Because that's what makes her spunky.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, I get really squirrely when I'm outside. It's funny. Ah!
That sounded I so like faked. That.
Yeah, it
especially,
did.
Especially we have to come back and make wood tick checks.
Yeah. So, we are still in the retrograde, so we are not going to do spells because they will backfire. In fact, I've been asked to do 2 spells in the last 2 days for people, and I'm like, no. Do you want to get fired? Because it's pretty much the opposite will happen. So, we're not going to do spells. Heather mentioned the moon. Heather, come here. She asked me today, she's like, so, have you looked at the moon in the last couple of days? No, darling, I have not. Actually, she said, Mother, have you looked at the moon? P.S., just on a side note, my daughters are funny. So, Heather calls me Mother. Ashley calls me Milmo. And Kayla calls me Dude.
We're a loving family.
So, anyway, Heather, why don't you tell me what you thought about the moon?
I don't know. The moon's just amazing. It's the best when it's, like, super orange and big and in your face.
Isn't it, like, red at night, Sailor's Delight? Red in the morning, Sailors Take Warning?
Yep.
Ooh!
How did you know that?
I don't know. It just popped in my head.
Wow.
I know. I'm so smart.
You are so smart.
Gary smart.
So yeah, Heather, the moon has got a special place in my heart as well. I mean, you know, with my dad and all. So I just thought that was really interesting that Heather was actually noticing the moon.
I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
You know how people put, like, water to out for moons?
Yep.
Can you put whiskey out there and make it, like, extra? That's
hell
a
yeah.
But I mean, like, is it more powerful then, or how does that work? Will
you
purify your body?
Whiskey, you nerd.
I'm trying, let me tell ya.
It may cure you of the hangover. Who knows?
I love that. Magic whiskey.
When I was up north, I bought 2 big chunks of rose quartz, and I sat it out on the beach during the full moon.
It sounded like Chewbacca.
Yeah. So I charged them bitches up on the super moon. Yeah.
Speaking of, Ashley, I have to give you your stone back. Ashley got this most amazing stone.
It's a crystal that a friend got for me, and it's crazy because it's from the Alps in Switzerland, and these people came across this crystal patch that they, like, people don't really go up that high in the Alps, and it's never been touched by pollution. It's been cleaned strictly from the moon, the open air, the mountain air, and everything, so it's really cool.
And what does it do for you?
It soaks up all the negative energy. And it can take all the negative energy out of your atmosphere, out of your body. It's cleansing. It's healing. It's wonderful.
Ashley said she could actually feel it.
And yeah, it's crazy. Really cool. Did you touch it?
I did touch it. But you know what? The stone is obviously yours because I just felt like it was a stone.
You're like, meep, not as cool.
Exactly.
So do we know the name of said stone?
Give me a moment and allow my mother to continue to talk.
So we're not doing spells tonight. The moon is, Heather said it was just a small sliver, so it was
probably a toenail.
She actually called it. It looked like a toenail. So so that means that the moon is going to be in void, so we wouldn't be doing magic anyway. So tonight we don't really have a lot of witchy topics, but I wanted to talk to you and get your thoughts and feelings on this Edward Snowden. What do you think? Hero or traitor?
Let me Google that.
He's the guy that gave away... He was working for NSA, and he found out that the U.S. is doing a lot of...
spying?
Yeah,
on
surveillance on our own people, and now it turns out also our friends overseas, they're doing it to them, and he has been, his passport has been canceled. Right now he has been, since June something, 24th, I want to say he's been staying at the airport in the transit area in Moscow, because his passport was canceled, which means he can't travel. He is kind of screwed.
We would like to call on Mr. Josh Hadley.
Okay, Josh.
Here's the thing. He is an absolute hero. Because anyone that tries to claim this bullshit claim that he has somehow betrayed secrets. No. The government betrayed us. The government has no right to spy on people just in case. They have no right to be reading what I'm doing. What your listeners need to understand is they know everything. They know the porn you jerk off to. They know every email you've sent. They can even read an email before you've sent it. As you type it up, there is somebody reading it and cataloging it. There is no reason to spy on U.S. citizens, all for the sake that some of them might be committing a crime. How about we fire all of Congress because some of them might be corrupt? Huh? How about that? How about next year taking back your damn governance by kicking every single one of these sons of bitches out on the street and starting anew? Huh?
I agree.
I already know I'm on their watch list from what things I did when I was 20.
The thing is it's not just U.S. citizens that they're spying on now. They're spying on everybody in the world, and this could cause
They've always been spying on everybody in the world.
They have a sense of entitlement. Just this last week, hacking was declared an act of war. That, like, if the Chinese hacked us, that would be an act of war. So what came out at the same time we declared hacking the United States an act of war? We were hacking into all of our allies. See, it's all right when we do it, but if you do it to us, we're going to fuck up your shit.
Apparently, there are more things that are about to come out that are supposed to, it's going to be exploding, and it's going to be worldwide, and it's supposed to be something that's really, 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 really bad.
It's so interesting because, you know, there's only four companies that own the entire media outlets, and which means it shouldn't be that way. No, but it's so funny. Cut you off.
That goes against the monopoly
laws. Right, but it is that way. But to see the media should be praising him and saying how incredible and brave he is and stuff to go against something that is so inherently wrong, but because same companies get paid so much, it's like, oh, well.
I have CNN on my TV at work on all day long, so I mean, I don't watch it, I'm just listening to it. And I would have really thought that the people would have been more balanced in their reporting, but they're not.
CNN's just as biased towards... Okay, CNN has been caught lying almost as much as Fox News have. Okay? CNN has no credibility. None of the 24-hour news stations do. Do you know what the only place that lately has been really actually balanced and attacks both sides equally?
What?
Russia Today. It's a Russian news service. It's RT.com, I believe. It's called Russia Today. They have an American division. They are the only ones that have been telling the truth lately. Everyone else has some sort of built-in bias. And it's just ridiculous that you can't trust anyone anymore. People like Julian Assange, he founding WikiLeaks, was forming a public service. An absolute public service. Secrets are what destroy things. Have you guys ever heard that phrase, it's not the crime that brings down a politician, it's the cover up of the crime?
Yeah.
I thought it was secrets are no fun unless you tell everyone.
I haven't heard that one, but no, it's we should be knowing this stuff. There is no reason this stuff is classified. There is no reason the goddamn United States government is spying on its own people because a few of them might be terrorists. That kind of logic is burn down the village to save the village. The only way we can protect your freedom is by completely eradicating your freedom. There, you're protected.
I really love how passionate you got there because I could feel my anger boiling along with yours, and I just felt the passion, and I'm really proud to call you my friend, Joshua.
Now, here's a different look at, not a different look, but do you get nervous now? Because normally, I would post this crap all over my Facebook, like, what the fuck? But I'm a little nervous to do that, because are they going to retaliate?
I have been. I want them to retaliate. Bring it on, fuckers. Come on. I dare you to come at me.
And then they'll fuck up your shit, just like you said. because they can. I'm really shocked that he's still alive. I'm really shocked that he hasn't been disappeared yet.
They'll wait for the story to go down a little bit and everybody's interest, and then they'll pop him.
It's the same thing that just happened last week, where a reporter for the Huffington Post and Rolling Stone, the reporter.
Oh, Ashley hasn't heard of it, so tell the story.
Okay, this reporter is the one that took down General McChrystal, okay?
Yeah.
The one who exposed him and took him down. Now, McChrystal has very powerful friends. And McChrystal said that this reporter, whose name escapes me at the exact moment, that he would pay for this. So everything died down. The reporter said he sent an email out the day he died, about 12 hours earlier. He sent out an email. I think I'm being watched. I think I'm being followed. I'm onto something really big. I have to go off the grid for a couple of weeks. 12 hours later, he gets into a mysterious car crash that burns his body beyond all recognition. You told me that he was not fucking assassinated because he was onto something big.
He hit a tree in a residential area and his car exploded. There's no way. That's an assassination.
Why didn't more... I don't understand why more news outlets aren't... Like, why are they not erupting and calling for, like...
Calling bullshit?
Yeah, and, like, revolution, really, if you think about it. Like,
Ashley, there
because
are... Because
those who pay for it don't want it out there.
I know, I understand that.
So, you must be...
It's not just that. It's not just that. There is also the whole point of... A chilling effect is you make an example out of one person. So they kill him. So all of a sudden, all the other reporters are going, oh, fuck, I've got a family. I can't afford this. This isn't worth it. I'm just going to back down. Then there's also the fact that news organizations, even if money wasn't involved, they require FCC licenses from the United States government.
Government, yeah.
So if they start standing up to the government, the government's going to take away their right to broadcast. They go bankrupt overnight. They send a chilling effect, and that's exactly what they want. They want you to be quiet, keep your mouth shut, and do what you're told.
Oh.
I, for one, will not do that. Lisa's talked to me about this numerous times to stop stirring up the shit, and I won't do that. That's the one thing I will not listen to her on.
He won't. He doesn't. Believe me, I keep telling him to knock it off.
You have to stand up for something.
I know. I agree.
So we're discussing Michael Hastings, right?
Yes, thank you. And what it really comes down to is if you don't stand up for freedom and you allow tyranny to run rampant, then you don't have freedom and you never did.
Did we ever really have freedom though?
No.
No.
We didn't. We had the illusion of freedom. The problem is we have now lost the illusion that we once had of freedom.
Yeah, that ship has sailed.
And this has got to stop.
What do we do? What can be done?
At this point, there are only two options, and neither of them are good. One is a coup. I mean, I don't mean a violent coup where, you know, like happens in Cuba and shit. I mean a coup where we take out the entire Congress at the next election. Every single one of them gets voted out, and a new person who we as the people can completely vet and that we can has complete transparency gets inserted. That will never happen, but that's the kind of only bloodless way this will happen. And then there is like the militants. The militants will try and take everything out, and they will try and violently overthrow the government.
Oh, I see.
I find that prospect frightening.
And then they say martial law, and you'll be like, woo, okay.
The whole world seems to be going insane.
That's not true, Lisa. It's just that the veil has been pulled back. The world's always been this insane. It's always been like this. Just, they keep the people placated. They keep the, and I'm not taking a shot at you, but they keep the people placated with, like, the Real Housewives of OC and wondering what the Kardashians' baby is going to be named, and is Bruce Willis cheating on Demi, and all this stupid shit, so you're distracted from the things that actually matter. It's like boiling a lobster. If you if you boil the water slowly, it doesn't even notice it's being cooked. They take away your freedom so slowly you don't even notice until it's gone.
And then they feed you GMOs and poof!
Yeah.
Hey, Ashley?
Yeah.
Do you remember Blackwater, that off-the-books militant organization that was used in Iraq by Dick Cheney to illegally commit military operations?
I do.
Yep.
Monsanto just bought them.
How do you
what?
Know that?
Monsanto just bought Blackwater. So now literally the biggest GMO company in the world, who already has legal protection in the United States due to Obama's protection, now literally owns their own private military that is not susceptible to United States law. I think there's a coup coming, and I don't think it's going to be by the people. I think it's going to be against the people.
Why are more people not talking about this? Why?
Because no one wants to talk about it, because they don't want to have a target painted on their back. And I'm so fed up, I don't fucking care.
And on that note...
Wow.
On that note, I totally wrecked your show, and I'm sorry.
No, you didn't.
Hey,
I loved it.
Hey, I'll take a bullet before I go to a re-education camp. I'm telling you that right now.
I'm really glad that we brought this topic up. It's been very eye-opening. I'm kind of even more crabbier than I was before now. But
is that possible?
Bite me.
Yeah, it is. It is really possible. I've seen her at her crabbiest.
That's when she hasn't had
cereal.
Yeah.
But she's just hanging around in her jammies and no bra, no makeup, and give me that wine, you fucker. Yeah, she's not too bad.
She's not. Like a fluffy little angel.
Yeah. Thank you. Fluffy kitty.
We hope your 4th of July is incredibly safe. By the way, don't be stupid with your fireworks. I don't want to see any degloving on Facebook. None of that. And on that note...
Thank you for joining us for the Sispel Show. We will be back next Wednesday, same time, same place, 6 o'clock, Central Standard Time, where we have a secret, super awesome guest coming on.
Her name is Ashley, and she reads the news.
No, it's not.
Just kidding.
T, thank you so much. Ashley, thank you so much. Josh, wow, my head is exploding right now.
Thank you for the knowledge tidbits.
Yes.
Love ya.
Put your brain back together, because Saturday we gotta go investigate now.
Oh, that's right. Are you going, Ish?
Oh, God, no one finished the
okay,
show.
Okay, sorry.
Jeez.
Yes, we are investigating on Saturday. That will be awesome. Love, love, love. And with that, make sure that you do something nice for somebody at least once a day. I did something really cool that I was like, oh, I've got to remember to tell that on the show. But I can't remember what it was, but it was really cool.
Stand up for your rights and what you believe in.
Perfect. Thank you. T, what's your little words of wisdom?
Just say no.
That works.
Happy Independence Day, everyone.
Remember to always take back your light and blessed be.
Cityspell is a 1201 Beyond production. Visit 1201beyond.com for more great shows.